18. Money in your pocket.
Word storm. Afford. Greedy. Bankrupt. Debt. Luxury. Interest. Profit. Capital. Bequest. Risky. Poverty. Well off. Well paid. Income tax. Win the lottery. Inflation. Affluent. Investment advisor. Stock market. Foreign currency. Buy shares. Loan. Make ends meet. Incentive.
Dialogue 1.
Hey, Jaden. I was wondering if you could do me a favor.
That depends. What is it?
It's kind of a big favor. I'm absolutely flat broke, and I owe my landlady $200. She's given me until Friday to give it to her, but I don't get paid until next Monday. Do you think you could loan me some cash until I get paid?
I'd love to help you out, but I'm a bit short on cash this month as well. I had to get a new engine put into my car, and that ate up my savings.
If you can't give me the full amount, a fraction of it would still help. I'll pay you back on Monday, I promise.
Let's see. I've got about $50 to get me through the weekend. I can only spare about 20. I would give you more if I had it, I just don't have much money to my name right now.
Oh, thanks a lot, Jaden. Every little bit will help. Tell you what, if you aren't doing anything tonight, why don't you come over and have dinner at my place?
That'd be great, thanks. What time should I come over?
How about 6 p.m.?
See you then. Dialogue 2. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's going to be impossible to make ends meet if I lose my job.
Don't worry. I don't think you're going to lose your job over one mistake.
It was a rather big mistake. When you work as an investment advisor, one small mistake can cost the company millions.
But it wasn't just you who was involved, right? You were only doing what your supervisor told you to do.
That's true, but my supervisor is very dishonest. There's no reason he needs to tell our boss the truth. I'm sure he will tell our boss that it was all my fault, and there's nothing I can do about that. My boss won't believe me if I tell him the truth.
Let's think realistically about what might happen. How much money do you have in your savings?
I have enough to live off of for about 3 months. But I really don't want to spend my life savings on just living. I'd rather invest my money somehow.
Well, you can't have everything. Let's just figure out what you'll do if you lose your job. When is your contract up on your apartment?
Next month. So I can either move out then or renew my contract for another year.
Well, that's good. If you lose your job, you can just move in with me until you find another job. That will save you plenty of money.
That's very generous of you. I guess that would work.
If you lose your job, you just have to go for a few months without buying all the junk you usually buy. If you live frugally, you'll save plenty of money.
I guess working with so much money has made me rather greedy. Maybe losing my job would be a good thing. Thank you.